Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you for joining us. We hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and a safe holiday time. And I tell you, Red, it's just great to experience Christmas. You know, you love Christmas and hope you got everything you wanted.
I didn't get everything I wanted, but I sure got some great things. And but the best thing about Christmas, and of course, you know, Scott, you know this, but you know, we go to church, the First Baptist Church of Englewood, and to us, it's a celebration of the birth of the Messiah.
That's right.
And it's a great thrill this time of year for us. And I enjoy all the aspects of Christmas and the carols and the lights and all of that kind of stuff, and putting up a Christmas tree. In fact, we put up a tree so big you can't hardly get it in the door of the house. And finally we did, and boy, it was a great time of year.
Good. Got your puzzle put together?
I did get it all put together. We started a tradition right after we got married, 41 years ago, something like that, right. and putting the puzzle together. We start the day after Thanksgiving, and we get the Springbok puzzles from Hallmark, and you know, and it gets the family all around the table. We turn the TV off, and we put a big puzzle together every year, and it's a tremendous time.
Well, that's great. And that is my partner, Red Merrill. I want to thank Red for being in studio. Also in studio, we're joined by Brent Campbell. And Brent is the State District Manager for U.S. Law Shield. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It is. And we're going to cover a few things this morning, then Brent's going to come back in our second segment here. We're going to talk about U.S. Law Shield, and this is a great product, a great service, and we'll get into that in just a few more minutes here. But our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and our good buddy Dan Johnson. We'll be talking to Dan near the end of the show. But get out there. I'm sure they have a few 2013s, and I guarantee you Dan's making some deals this week. So get out there before the end of the year and check out the vehicles at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. It's a Tanner Gun Show weekend. Go see our sponsors out there, Ammo Can. U.S. Law Shield also has a booth, which we will talk about more in a moment. High Plains Safe Sales, Bushman's Quiver. Our good buddy Hunter Roop will be out there. And if you're not familiar again with Bushman's Quiver, you've heard us talk about it on the show. Red and I experienced that hunt in May. But they give away 7 days, and you get a Blessbok and an Impala. And it's a free drawing, no strings attached, and that's how we ended up going. Because last December at this time is when I won that drawing. So
that's right.
So go out there and see Hunter Roop and tell him you heard about him. I'm a Sportsman of Colorado. You know, we want to take just a moment and thank all of our sponsors. We're wrapping up our first year with Sportsman of Colorado. We had 52 shows. Now, we did make a move over here to 560 in October, because if you're thinking, man, I just heard of you guys, we did make a move from a different station in town, and we are thrilled to be here at 560 KLZ, The Source. We also do our Haystack Help Radio show, which in 2014 will be from 4 to 5, and I'll be hosting that. So join us during the week from 4 to 5 for Haystack Help Radio. But this is a great, we reach a great amount of the state up into Wyoming, and want to thank all those folks for listening there. But just a real short list of people I want to thank. Of course, Dan Johnson at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Mark and Brenda out at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Red and I will be out there Monday morning doing a little hunting.
That's right.
Bushman's Quiver, Full Rut Archery, our good buddy Kevin Flesh. Kevin's a partner on the show. Kevin's going to join us in the 7:15 time slot to talk a little bit with U.S. Law Shield. One Shot Gear, Frontier Gallery, Dave Weddle at Frontier Gallery. Want to thank Dave, John Bozen, the Bozen Law Firm, Roll Off Remedies, Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, Ammo Can. Again, they'll be out at the Tanner Gun Show today. Straightforward Shooting, our good friend Tina Francone. And Tina was one of the very first people that stepped up to help us get started with Sportsman of Colorado. And I want to give a personal thank you to Tina. Dot Mecklenburg. Dot is a financial planner. You know, a lot of things we have deal with the outdoors, but sometimes there's real life. You got to know who to trust. So some of these areas that you say, what does this have to do with the outdoors? Nothing. But you can. If you need your house painted, American Painting Specialist. Ben Yablon with Yablon Law. Tory Cosgrove with Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. We want to thank them. Steve Pitcock is our personal mechanic for Red and I at Hot Shots Automotive. We want to thank Steve and the World Fishing Network. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. So, again, we've got a lot, but I just want to tell everyone thank you. We could not have done this without your support. And we are looking forward to a great 2014. We'll be starting that off at the International Sportsman's Expo. We're trying to figure out to do that show live from there and why you can't get in to come see us right then from 7 to 8. Hopefully you can stop by our booth at the International Sportsman's Expo. That's January 16th through the 19th. And we just have a big year planned. We're going to be up in Colorado Springs in February for another show. And hope you'll just stay with us and listen to our show. And feel free to call in anytime and give us your thoughts. And check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. There you can send us any photos for a bragging gallery. We've got an Ask the Expert box there. If you send us a question and we use it on air, we'll get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And we're going to open that up, too. We're also, if you'd rather, we'll get you a $25 gift certificate to Ammo Can to help get some ammo there. And Kurt and Chris, they help us out a lot there. And so we're just going to have a great year. Got a great show for you today. We'll be talking with John Kirk with the International Sportsman's Expo a little bit later, halfway through the show. And again, Brent is here to join us with U.S. Law Shield. I don't know if you heard about this story, and we've got a few minutes here to comment on it, Red, but this letter was written by PETA. And I'll just read it to you real quick, and then, Red, I'd like to get your comments. It says, this is a letter which asked a girl to use the attack to rethink her position. Now, here's what happened. A young lady was hunting with her dad in Pennsylvania. Somehow got between the mama bear and the baby bears. Never a good place to be. The bear attacked the young lady, 18 years old. Mauled her pretty good, almost lost an ear. She's in the hospital. Receives this letter from PETA. I am writing on behalf of PETA and our more than 3 million members and supporters, including thousands across Pennsylvania, to send our best wishes for your speedy recovery and ask you to take a few moments to reflect on this incident. This seems to be a good opportunity to put yourself in the place of the individuals you and the rest of your hunting party were trying to kill. As terrifying as it must have been to be attacked by a bear, please consider the frightening and painful experiences that hunters set out to impose upon animals. I might need a tissue, Red. It would be a blessing if you were to abandon hunting and decide to live and let live. Many animals endure prolonged painful deaths when they're injured by hunters. Now that you've experienced the horror of an attack, although this one was in self-defense, we hope you will choose to enjoy nature in only non-violent ways. Thank you for your consideration. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had a two-hour show right now. Yeah.
It just goes to prove, Scott, that there's still a lot of stupid, 3 million at least, stupid people in the world.
Oh, man. But, you know, breaking that letter down, the opportunity to put yourself in the place of the individuals.
Yeah. And you know, Scott, that's just part of that stupidity that a lot of people want to place animals on the same level as people, as humans, and they're not on the same level with us. And of course, you know, you and I come from a biblical standpoint, and the right to hunt and the right to kill animals was given to us by God. Mm-hmm. And animals do not have a spirit. Man has a spirit. Animals are just body and soul, and man is body, soul, and spirit, and that's what gives us the ability to have communion with God. And, you know, to refer these to animals as individuals is to put them on the same level as man and get them out of the context that God put them in. And, you know, one of the passages in the Bible says that animals are brute beasts which were made by God to be destroyed by man. Mm-hmm. And animals are a resource. Boy, you know, I loved it over in South Africa when we went over there, sure. because over there all the animals belong to the landowners, and they use them as a resource to generate revenue. And they raise the animals, they market their hunting programs, and people come over there and pay money to hunt and kill specific animals. And animals used to be, and in some places still are, of course, a resource here in America. But there are these idiots that want to not only restrict our rights, but totally eliminate our right to be able to go out and hunt animals, to legally hunt animals. They're a resource, and so they have to be managed, and God gave us the right to manage those animals. In Genesis 1:26, it says that God gave man dominion over the animals. And they want to restrict our freedoms and restrict our rights, a right which is given to us by God. And for this lady to say, well, we hope that you recover, they don't really hope that. She's lying through her teeth.
Right.
When she wrote this letter, we hope you recover, they would rather see people get killed than animals
right.
get killed.
And here's one thing real quick. And the young lady's name was Camille, the 18-year-old. And the person that, on this letter wrote, moreover, Camille can count her blessings, to use the term in the letter, that she was not accompanied by an equally unarmed member of PETA who would have surely tried to reason with the bear before it killed them both. Incidentally, Camille's dad used his rifle to scare off the bear.
So, and actually, they were not out hunting bears. They were out hunting deer. And, you know, anytime you go out in the woods, you run a chance of getting between,
yep.
if you're in bear country, getting between a mama bear and her cubs. And if you're out there without a gun or out there with no companion that has a gun, mm-hmm. then the bear winds up eating you.
No kidding.
You know, which PETA would probably be glad of that situation. And, you know, there's another organization called PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals.
yeah.
And that's the club that I'm a member of.
Right. Well, you know, I love elk, too, right next to the mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's exactly
yeah, right.
Right.
All right, Red, you had a little deal you wanted to tell us about.
Yes, you know, a lot of people enjoy hunting by horseback, and my wife and I and some friends of ours have actually gone up in the wilderness areas with on horseback and horsebacking. And for all of you hunters out there that have horses or enjoy leasing horses when you go hunting, you know, if you're a cowboy, you also enjoy doing other horse sports. And I want to just give you a little heads up about something that's going on down in Sedalia. Buck and Jane Morrow are holding a ranch sorting practice at their indoor arena in Sedalia, Colorado. Their arena is called Gold Bar Arena. And this ranch sorting practice is on January the 11th and the 12th. And if you'd like more information about this, you can see their website at goldbarranch.com. And that's Buck and Jane Mara in Sedalia, Colorado.
That sounds great. This segment was brought to you by our friends at GIA Insurance, Group Insurance Analysts. For all your insurance needs, check out GIA. And right now with all the Obama health care, I'll tell you, what a mess. But those guys at GIA, they can help you out. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Duck Dynasty deal is over. Mr. Phil Robertson is back.
Yes, sir.
They folded, and due to some pressure from the stronger groups out there. So all of you that were on the edge of a cliff because Duck Dynasty may go away, you can breathe a sigh of relief. We're going to take a short break and be back with Brent Campbell, the State District Manager for U.S. Law Shield. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Have you heard about Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 2013 closeout triple play? Right now, you get a guaranteed lowest price, guaranteed highest trade-in value, and the lowest interest rates from over 75 lending institutions. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We want to thank you for joining us today. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Ammo Can. Again, they will be at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend. Stop by and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And find Kurt. Tell him to give you a little bit of a discount for listening to the show. He'll hook you up. All right, let's go to our good friend Brent Campbell. Brent, again, is the state district manager for U.S. Law Shield. And we actually found each other a few weeks back. And Red and I sat down with Brent. And, boy, this is just a very, very cool product. And so we wanted to invite Brent on the show. Now, you also have a booth out there today.
Right. We have somebody there today. So you'll be able to come to our – you can sign up at the booth, actually, at the Tanner Gun Show.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll just start out. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself,
okay,
and then how this U.S. Law Shield came to Colorado.
Well, for starters, I have been a gun enthusiast since I was a kid, and I've owned and fired firearms since then. But it hasn't been until the last few years that I began to question whether or not I was going to continue to have Second Amendment rights to keep my firearms. Mm-hmm. And that has been a growing concern for me. And that concern grew, especially most recently, over the course of the last couple of years with the tragedies that took place back east and right here in Aurora. And what I was hearing more and more frequently were that folks were blaming the weapons instead of the folks involved, and it was looking more and more as if I may not have the right to carry my weapon. And it really motivated me to look very closely at what my choices were and whether or not I was taking advantage of the opportunity to utilize, for example, a concealed carry permit. Was I really carrying when I could be, you see? Especially when we came around to this legislative session earlier this spring, I really felt like my rights were under attack. And at that time, I came across, I believe I found them online, but U.S. Law Shield. They're called Texas Law Shield down in Texas. This is a company that started back in 2009, actually, by a group of attorneys who are avid gun enthusiasts and Second Amendment rights advocates. And they were noticing more and more frequently that people were being charged with use of a firearm when I think most of us would agree these were not circumstances where they should have been charged. I guess that's the best way to put it. As I looked more into it, I realized this is something we need in Colorado. I reached out to them, and lo and behold, as of August 15th, now we have U.S. Law Shield in Colorado as well. Though we have representation in 15 states around the country, there are only four states at the moment where we are offering memberships in U.S. Law Shield. That would be Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, and Colorado. But it's just taking off, and it's been great to watch, frankly. This gives us all an opportunity for us to protect our rights, since we can now have greater freedom to carry our firearms or use our firearms or have access to our firearms with the knowledge that we have the protection of legal representation should we need it.
And, you know, first of all, it's a huge responsibility to carry a weapon. I mean, no doubt. And so when we sat down with you and you were telling us about all the benefits of your program, I mean, it's like a no-brainer almost.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I can't think of anything that would be better spent. And we'll get into the pricing here in just a moment. But the benefits of this program are, you know, and since we met you, I kind of looked around. There's some other things out there, let's be honest. There's some other programs, you know, when I say similar, that, you know, offer deal, but they've got caps on different things of mm-hmm. what they will spend. And there's just different levels. And, I mean, you guys made it very simple.
Right.
Hey, you pay $10.95 a month, and you're covered. And
there you go.
Keep your dues up to date, and you're good.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
pretty
right.
Easy.
Yeah.
So one thing we will, and Brent will get into a little bit what they, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't cover the bail of getting somebody out of jail.
That's right. Think in terms of attorney fees.
Right. And then there's certain court costs that I would have to pay.
That's correct.
Right. But for the defense of the charge, that's what's covered.
That's exactly correct. In short, first off, think of U.S. Law Shield as the largest firearms legal defense program of its kind in the country. So if you think of it in those terms, we are paying for the attorney fees for both criminal and civil cases where it's directly related to your use of a firearm. By the way, use, more often than not probably, does not necessarily mean that you have fired your firearm. This is a reference to situations where somebody perhaps has accused you even of use of a firearm. Think road rage incident. This is very common. So under these circumstances, we pay 100% of the attorney's fees for both criminal and civil defense. Wow. And, of course, the civil defense can run even more than the criminal, but we'll get more into that.
Sure. Yes. And there's no cap. That's what we want to understand. If it costs $1 million, okay, or $2 million, there is no cap, and you paid $10.95.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, everybody believes in, well, I say everybody, as a general term, and most people believe in having insurance. Mm-hmm. They have health insurance, they have automobile insurance, we have house insurance. And unfortunately, in the world that we're living in now, with the right to carry a concealed weapon and to be able to defend ourselves. Now we need insurance for being able to carry our gun and to use it if necessary. Now, we recommend that you don't ever pull your concealed firearm unless you know you're going to have to use it or you feel absolutely certain you're going to have to use it in a legal manner. But even if everything that you do is legal,
right,
you're going to wind up going to court. And this is an insurance program, which will pay all of your expenses, attorney expenses, for going to court and defending you.
Red, let me speak to this idea of an insurance plan and make sure that we are clear. There is no copay, there is no deductible, there is no co-insurance.
Yeah.
This is technically a legal services plan.
Sure.
Some of the things that you may be familiar with or have heard of out there would be some sort of a reimbursement scheme, as an example. There are some programs out there that will reimburse you after you have already expended the funds for your own defense. Unfortunately, criminal defense in America today can represent many tens of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
I was recently talking to an attorney, actually our attorney's representatives here in Colorado, who pointed out that a typical criminal defense case will start at $25,000 and go up from there. So U.S. Law Shield, rather than being an insurance plan, is actually a legal services plan whereby we pay 100%
sure, that's
of the
great.
Criminal and civil defense costs, those costs directly associated with the attorney's fees.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's run through a couple of questions that I think people would come to mind, and Red, if you think of any. But
sure.
Am I covered under the program if I use a shotgun or rifle instead of a handgun?
Great question. As long as it is a firearm, we will provide that coverage for you. This is a benefit for you in which we can protect you for use of your firearm. So, yes.
Does the program defend me if I'm caught carrying my gun somewhere I should not?
That's a good question. Specifically, the program, you must have legal possession of the weapon, of the firearm, in a place where you are legally allowed to possess the firearm. So you can't take it into the judge's chambers and and deal with the problem on your own.
Wow. Yeah, as much as sometimes people would like to do that, we don't recommend that. Use good common sense.
And then what about, like Red and I, we're from Texas. Let's say we're driving to Texas, but we live in Colorado, but we get into an incident, you know, in the panhandle somewhere, so
right.
We're in Texas.
Right.
Are we covered then?
That's a great question also. U.S. Law Shield offers a multi-state option. So we had already said this is only $10.95 a month. For an additional $2.95, we will extend that same coverage to multiples of other states. That would include, for example, if you were going south, let's say you pass through the panhandle, Oklahoma and Texas. Mm-hmm. Both of those are states in which we would provide your representation.
Wow.
You know, Brent,
by the way, excuse me.
Oh,
Red,
sure, go ahead.
It just dawned on me. I should say it's $10.95 for the basic plan. It's only $2.95 to extend that coverage to the additional states.
Sure.
And I should have clarified. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What about situations where you don't actually pull your firearm, you don't display your firearm, but say, and you mentioned road rage, you get in an accident, and a guy gets out with a baseball bat and comes up there toward you, and you just tell the fella, hey, you know, you better calm down because I'm carrying a firearm, and if you start bashing on my window, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. I had an incident that was, I had a conference call yesterday, and this actually came up. There was an instance of road rage. This is very common.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we commonly think in terms of being, you know, you think of using your firearm in case somebody, it's a home intrusion perhaps, somebody's breaking into your home and you have to defend yourself. Certainly you are going to need an attorney under those circumstances, but it's actually very common for a road rage to occur, and you may never have, you may not even have a firearm necessarily in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't change the fact that you're going to need our representation. An example of this was a case, I could give you several actually. But one of the cases that was just conveyed to me last night, and by the way, I want to mention up front, I am not an attorney, so
sure.
I cannot give legal advice in any way. And when I share this with you, these are just anecdotes that have come up in our defenses around the country. This was a case where somebody was driving down the road. They were exchanging sign language with another vehicle.
We understand that.
And as they were moving down the road, apparently our member apparently reached over for their cell phone, something of that nature. When they glanced back, this other vehicle was gone. They'd taken off. Well, guess what? A few minutes later, they were pulled over by the police. Their firearms were withdrawn. They were aiming at him. He was taken into custody. Now, what happened in that particular case, he did have firearms in the car. Mm-hmm. His weapons were confiscated. He was placed in custody. That's a typical case. I say typical. There can be many different variations of
sure.
that. But that's an example where our member was protected under the plan. They were accused of the use of a firearm, and we represented them. In that case, all the charges were dropped.
Sure. And you know, that probably cost a lot of money to just to get the case dropped.
Yeah, typically a case like that could run tens of thousands of dollars,
sure.
just like that.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to visit back here with Brent after our next segment. But we're going to come back and talk with John Kirk with International Sportsman's Expo. Again, a great show, January 16th through the 19th. And we're going to take a short break and be back with John Kirk right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you for joining us. Along with my partner, Red Merrill, we also have Brent Campbell in studio. Brent, again, is a state district manager with U.S. Law Shield, and we'll come back to Brent in a moment. But let's go to our good friend, John Kirk, with International Sportsman's Expo. It is getting closer. John, how are you?
Well, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. A beautiful morning here in the Mile High City, and hope you had a good Christmas.
We did. Short one.
Yeah.
Show season is upon us, so there isn't much time to relax. I'm speaking with you this morning and then another radio interview, and then I've got to go into the office and start working on our Sacramento show program, and right after that comes our Denver show program, and right after that we're on the road for 2 weeks to shoot Sacramento and Denver shows.
Wow, well, good deal. You know, one thing, as I was looking over your seminar schedule, tell us a little bit about how you go about choosing the people that will be speaking at the ISE.
Sure, that's a great question. It takes a full year to choose the folks, and I think probably the main qualification is that they are communicators. We could easily choose seminar speakers from within our own booths within the show. We have in Denver more than 500 exhibiting companies, and probably 200 of them are outfitters and guides and people worthy of speaking. But what we're trying to do, one, is to be fair to our exhibitors, and two, trying to bring in people who are good communicators and experienced in the outdoors. There are many outdoor writers who write often about the outdoors, but sometimes those writers actually don't go into the outdoors. And so while they may be able to write about it, they really don't know the subject matter as well as someone who does go into the outdoors. And so we work with folks who go into the outdoors and have a television show or have a magazine or have written multiple books or are on DVDs, and they typically are recommended by other people in the industry. And over the almost 40 years we've been in business, you develop a great network of people who understand that your goal is to offer authentic, intelligent, well-communicated information to the audience. And those folks help you out. And you know, I do make mistakes. We book probably nearly 700 different seminars over the course of the season, and I do every one of them. And probably 70% come back for several years at least. The other thing that operates is most people who come to the show for most of their outdoor adventures are fairly close by their home, or at least in their state. And so we want to offer a balance of, since we are, after all, International Sportsman's Exposition, we want to offer a balance of things from far away as well as most things from close by. And by close by, I mean Colorado and the adjoining states. So when we do surveys, which we do with people, you know, most of them say that, yeah, they travel to Kansas or Nebraska or wherever to do whatever. And when you're in, want to hunt for an animal, you know, you often put in for tags from wherever you can, whatever you can afford, because often tags, in fact, almost always, they're not guaranteed. You know, Denver is an exception, or Colorado is an exception, because you have, I don't know what it is now, 250,000 elk in the state, so the opportunities to hunt elk are better in Colorado than anywhere in the world, I believe.
Right.
So those things go in there. And then, you know, we work with outdoor communicators, like I say. And so you and I are now working together, and you're going to host our Adventure Theater, which is our premier theater. And over time, as your radio show grows, you and I will be in touch, and you'll say, hey, I found this great new guy, and then I'll do my due diligence, and I'll talk to him, and I'll look at what he's written or what he's done on television or whatever.
Sure.
And make judgments. And I work with Terry Wickstrom, who has a radio show.
Yeah, and Terry's a great guy.
And he's been in the business forever, and
yeah,
he likes giving people a leg up. So he works on the tank, the demo tank in the show.
Right.
And then I work with a local fellow who has been in the outdoor industry all of his life, and it's 60-plus, is still doing it virtually every week. And he helps in the sporting dog arena. And then when on the fly casting ponds and in the fly fishing theater, we have five different retailers in the show, four of them local. And I'm in touch with all those guys, and I come to town and I visit with them, and we talk about what subjects are working, what products are selling, what destinations are working, and all of that goes into it. And so sometimes we'll cover something. So, for example, in the fly fishing theater this time, we have a bucket list destination, Kamchatka, Russia, and we're going to talk about fishing in Kamchatka. And the guy running it is a guide from a Northern California show named Michael Kranzi, but he's also with a retailer called The Fly Shop, which is one of the premier fly shops in the world and perhaps the best shop in the world in terms of offering worldwide destinations to fly fish. And so, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's what we try to do. The other thing we try to do, because there any of your listeners who, you know, watch television or read magazines or look at websites, they'll see some names that they've seen for a long time.
Sure.
those guys, you know, they're well known, and sometimes they charge a lot of money to come to the show. And I would much rather work with young people who are credible. Young guy, for example, Jace Bowserman. He is from Colorado. He has been writing for many years and has just been put on magazine staff, a national magazine. And we brought him along well long before he was known very well. And now his career is blossoming, and he does great seminars in the Hunting Theater. And we hope that as his career grows, his expertise and his knowledge and his network will grow, and he will bring more better people to the show and better topics. And your listeners and our attendees will all benefit as we grow. And we just need to keep the lines open and always be trying something different.
No, you're right.
Yep. You know, John, I've been looking forward to every year for, gosh, I don't know how many years, to going to the Sportsman's Expo. And, you know, the average outdoorsman in Colorado is not only a gun enthusiast and a hunting enthusiast and a fishing enthusiast, he's also a camping enthusiast. And, you know, hunters and fishermen spend lots of money enjoying their sport and getting into the outdoors. And y'all have all the different varieties that appeal to the outdoorsman.
That's exactly right. And the person who created International Sportsman's Expositions in 1975, Ed Rice, was an outdoorsman since his childhood. And he believed that he treated many of the outdoor sports as almost like games. And he thought that people like to play games. And he thought that if they're in one game, they like to learn about another game. And if you put those things side by side in the show, then people will have an adventure. And that's why our show, for example, if you go, the booths are not alphabetical or numeric. They're not alphabetical in terms of, you know, ABC company, ABD company. We like the show to be somewhat of a treasure hunt. And that's because we want the show to be an experience.
Sure.
And that's because, I think, as I've said before, you know, anybody, any of your listeners can find virtually any product that we offer at our show online any instant of the day, any day of the year. So our goal is to bring all those people together under one roof and to make it an adventure and to bring the features and the seminars and all those special things and allow people, your listeners, to create relationships, oftentimes lasting a lifetime.
Right. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great family event to do, this is it. You don't want to miss this. It is awesome. It's at the convention center. It is very comfortable and so much to do, a lot of free things for the kids. So, you know, you want to check it out. And, John, I appreciate you sending me those passes. Got those yesterday. So I tell you what, first caller to 303-477-5600. I'm going to give you a couple of tickets to International Sportsman's Expo. No, you can't win now. Okay, 303-477-5600.
Yeah, you were talking to Brent there.
Yeah, to Brent.
He was getting his phone out.
And John, by the way, Red and I want to thank you for allowing us. And, you know, you've been kind to us. And, you know, we just finished our first year. So, as you said, we're growing, and we appreciate your trust in us and your help in helping us get our show get the knowledge out there and about the outdoors and everything. So we want to thank you for the chance to host the Adventure Theater.
You're welcome, Scott. We need good shows like yours, people who care about the outdoors and people who are going to be responsible about reporting and talking about the outdoors. And that helps everybody. And you know, obviously, those of us in the outdoors are not looking to buy Porsches or Maseratis or anything. We're more interested in the outdoors for the experience and for the joy of it and for the tradition and respecting.
Sure.
And for the, you know, and so, you know, we believe those are good people. And who doesn't want to spend their life bringing people joy, knowing especially that they're good people? It's a great business, and thank you, and we look forward to helping you in the future and growing the relationship and making the show better because you're part of it.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. That's John Kirk with the International Sportsman's Expo. Again, first caller, 303-477-5600, a pair of tickets. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back and talk a little bit more. If you own a gun, don't miss this next segment. We'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
It's closeout time here at Len Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LenLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We also have Brent Campbell in studio. Real quick on the International Sportsman's Expo, these are new hours. Thursday, January 16th, the doors open at 11, and they're closing at 8. They used to close at 9, but they're closing at 8, but they're opening an hour earlier. So Thursday, Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 10 to 5. Tickets are $15, unless you are Sarah. Sarah, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Would you like a pair of tickets to the expo?
I certainly would. Thank you.
Well, you got them. And are you an outdoors kind of girl?
I'm outdoorsy, not to the extreme because I work full time, but I really enjoy this show.
Well, good. Well, we want to thank you for listening, and I've got your phone number, so I'll call you after the show, and then we'll figure out how to get them to you, but you have a pair, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That's Sarah Greenlee, and she is a winner of two tickets to International Sportsman's Expo, and Sarah, again, thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to go back to Brent now, and if you missed our first segment, let me recap for you a little bit. Brent is the State District Manager for U.S. Law Shield. Check out their website, uslawshield.com/Colorado. Here's the deal. $10.95 a month. While there is a contract for a year, you can cancel that at any time, okay? But if you are charged with something in legal use of your firearm, you can't be robbing a bank and then call an attorney, okay? If you're charged with any kind of charge, and this covers civil, it covers criminal, they will represent you. It does not cover bailing you out of jail and certain court costs. But if I get charged with something and, you know, and this doesn't include firing, you don't have to fire your weapon. But if you get charged with something, you get arrested, you call their 800 number, an attorney will answer the phone, you tell them what's going on, they'll hook you up with a local attorney, I guess, Brent, here in the area.
That's
and
right.
If your defense costs $800,000, you're covered 100%. If your defense costs $2 million, you're covered 100%. There is no cap on this, and you paid $10.95 a month. It's one of those things where you go, okay, where's the catch?
Duh.
But I'm telling you, they're going to be out at the Tanner Gun Show. Is there a young lady, young man who's up there?
Yes. Sherry's going to be at our table at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend.
Stop out and see Sherry. Pick out brochures, whatever. Sign up. Don't pick up a brochure. Just sign up. Because I'm telling you, for $10.95, how can you go wrong? As Red mentioned, we all have life insurance, health insurance. Well, some of us has health insurance. That's another
That's another story.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Obama. But this is a no-brainer if you got a weapon. I'm just telling you. $10.95 a month. If you need to be covered in some other states, it's an additional $2.95. So less than $15, you're covered. I mean, gee whiz, it's just unreal. Now, a couple other questions I wanted to hit real quick. And, man, Brent, I should have just taken the whole show for you today because this is such a good subject. But
we'll do it again.
Yeah. Since the program is so inexpensive, I'm sure there's some people listening thinking, man, how can I get all that service for that?
Yeah, this question has come up before. First off, you have to understand, one, that we have more than 85,000 members around the country, and I'm actually being conservative in the number. We're growing to the tune of over 1,000 new members a week, so this is expanding very rapidly. And you also need to understand, this is related only to the use of a firearm. So one of our attorneys mentioned, conveyed to me a story recently where a homeowner defended himself with a samurai sword. That doesn't count. This has to be in reference to a firearm. So if you understand, one, that we have the benefit of so many members, right, and two, that it is directly related to the use of a firearm, you'll get a better understanding. We actually get somewhere around 15 calls a week from somebody who has been charged in one fashion or another, or at least they have been accused of the use of their firearm, and they are calling us for our support in their case. We've actually defended over 600 cases over the last 4 years, around 150 a year. So you can see it's definitely being used, but at the same time, 1095 is the rate that we wanted to go with. So far, we have never changed that rate. Mm-hmm. I should also mention, by the way, in my home, I have four children who are minors. For $2 a month, we extend the coverage that I have to all of the minor children in my household for $2 a month. Also, we don't have a lot of room for discounts here, but I guess I should mention, most folks end up paying annually. It's $131.40 a year, 1095 times 12. But if, say, you and your spouse both sign up, we'll offer a small discount. It's $240 a year for you and your spouse to sign up.
Wow. I tell you what, if you want more information, you know, you can give us a call. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can give us a call. Send us an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com or red@sportsmanofcolorado. We can hook you up with Brent. Their website, again, is uslawshield.com/Colorado. They are at the Tanner Gun Show. Stop by there and see Sherry. She can answer your questions for you. But this is an awesome, awesome product, and I think for every owner of a gun, you should do this. Now, you have some seminars we want to hit real quick.
Right quick.
Douglas County Firearms down in Castle Rock is sponsoring a U.S. Law Shield seminar where we will have Q&A with the attorneys. Any members of the public are welcome to sign up. You can go to lawshieldseminar.com or you can contact Douglas County Firearms. That'll be on February 1st. We're actually going to have our program attorneys on site where you can actually ask questions. If you'd like to sign up at that time, we'll be doing that. We're going to do the same thing with Whistling Pines Gun Club. They are sponsoring an event down in the Springs on February 8th, 1 week later. And if you're interested in gun trusts, a lot of interest in this these days, there will be a gun trust workshop on February 10th, also sponsored by Whistling Pines Gun Club down in the Springs. So if you want more information, you can contact us and we'll get you the details. But that's going to be something I think a lot of folks would be interested in, a seminar where they can actually ask these gun-related issues with our attorneys February 1st, sponsored by Douglas County Firearms in Castle Rock.
All right, Brent. USLawShield.com/Colorado. Check them out. Tanner Gun Show. Let's go to the phones. Talk to our good buddy Dan Johnson. Dan, we've missed each other the last couple of weeks, so I wanted to say hello to you. What's going on out there this weekend?
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. The only way it'd be a happier New Year is if I could come over and get a good truck today, but my wife told me I got to wait.
Well, now's the time. I'll tell you.
I know.
Every news outlet, everybody says the end of the year is the best time to buy a car, and it is. The manufacturers have stepped up. You know, we got some quotas to meet, year-end stuff. So next 3 days is going to be a very, very good time to buy a new car or truck.
Do you have any 13 Silverados left?
No, out of those.
Yeah.
Got some good used ones.
Yeah.
They went quick.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did get one.
Well, good. And, you know, I was looking at the cruise last time I was out there a little bit. You were talking to someone, so I was just kind of looking. That car is amazing for the price and the gas mileage.
It is. You compare it to Brand X, Toyota, and Honda. It has better warranty, more features, just everything about it. It's tighter, quieter, better gas mileage. It's quite a car. You know, it doesn't have a Honda or Toyota symbol on it. It has a bow tie Chevy on it. Let me tell you, it is a heck of a car.
And can we do our deal again for $500? Have somebody come out and make their best deal and then spring that on you?
You bet. As a matter of fact, let's do it all the way through New Year's.
Okay.
You know, not just today. Let's do it through. And we are open New Year's Day, 9 to 5. The sales department is. So, you know, we're trying to, like I say, get our quotas for the year. I'll do what it takes.
Well, I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this because Dan's on the line, but, I mean, Dan is the car dealership that we represent, and Lynn Lyle, and they take great care of us, and just a great way to buy cars, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. So check them out, 14500 East Colfax. As their slogan says, drive east and pay the lease. So, Dan, thank you, my friend, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, you bet. Thanks,
all right. I don't have time to properly thank, but I want to thank my co-host, Red Merrill, for the year. Red, thank
you. It's been a joy.
Thank you for being my co-host here. Brent Campbell, thank you, sir. Thank John Kirk, the International Sportsman's Expo. And we want to thank you, our listeners. Again, thank all of our sponsors. Sarah, congratulations on winning the tickets, and I'll call you here in a minute. 2014's around the corner. Take somebody hunting this year. Take somebody fishing. Find a young person. Take them out. And let's get out there and enjoy the outdoors in our great state of Colorado. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year to everyone, and we'll talk to you next year.